Good morning. It's Commissioner Dennis Frazier with my weekly commissioner report. Today I have with me Mr. Brian Liburn, who's from Habitat for Humanity. He's going to explain what his position is there.
Wonderful. Thank you, Commissioner Frazier, for having me this morning. I'm Brian Liburn. I'm the executive director at Habitat for Humanity of Carroll County, and we are a builder and lender for families who are trying to get ahead and have the dream of homeownership and are working hard in our community.
In the past, I've actually worked on just one project with you. I keep trying to work on more and more, but just the time is not there. I did enjoy working on a project. It was great. Every time you tell me about one, I always check my calendar, and it's like, what? There's just no time. But I do want to get back and try to work on another project for Habitat for Humanity, because I do feel it's extremely important for the people of Carroll County.
And we appreciated your support, and that was out at 174 Schaefer Avenue, and that homeowner is still in her home
That's
and loving
great.
Her life, and a wonderful story of empowerment for that family, so thank you for being
right.
a part of
and
it.
And whenever you can turn a house that's in need of a homeowner and put a homeowner in there, you just better the community around it. That's all there is to it. It's
so much
better to have a homeowner in that house rather than a renter. I just feel that way myself. Hopefully you feel the same way. But anyway, what started this conversation here was a week or so ago, we had someone come in, a developer, who wants to put some what they called workforce or affordable housing in and around the city of Westminster. We talked about looking at impact fees and possibly reducing impact fees from the county level to help the developer out. Now, as a board of commissioners, the impact fees were not reduced. I'll put that right out front. But the fact is, right now, we do not have impact fees for the school system because we're not building any new schools. We're trying to fill the seats we already have. But we do have an impact fee for Parks and Rec, which is not a big impact fee, but it is an impact fee. My take on the conversation that we had in open session was that we should waive that impact fee to this developer who wanted to put up the affordable / workforce housing in place because it sends a message to everyone else, Carroll County wants this type of housing. So that's what started this off. And coincidentally, I got an email from Brian talking about affordable housing in Carroll County, what we need to do for it. So I thought this would be a great time to invite him in so he could have his say, short as it is on this 10-minute segment, about housing in Carroll County, where he thinks we should be headed. So you can take it from there.
Yeah, so I'll say, Commissioner, I've been at Habitat for 7 years. I grew up in Carroll County. My father works in economic development. My sister is a Carroll County public school teacher. Carroll County is in my family. I'm a graduate of Westminster High School. So I've seen this community and I've seen it grow and change through the years. And as I've become more educated about housing in Carroll County, I've also started to see studies from a Partnership for a Healthier Carroll, the ALICE report from the United Way, the SHIP reporting from the Maryland Department of Health, and consistently all of these research projects, some of them local here to Carroll County, some of them statewide, point to the need for affordable housing in Carroll County, that the working, the light manufacturing folks in our community, that our school teachers, that our public works employees can afford. I'm aware of just how many employees that work in this county office building commute from Pennsylvania, and I'd love to see a community where people live, work, and play all in the same place.
And when you're talking about affordable housing, because I guess affordable housing changes from county to county, from neighborhood to neighborhood, really it does, because I was watching, there's a TV show on HGTV, Flip or Flop, and they just flipped a 1,000-square-foot house out in California, and it's going to sell for $500,000, okay? If you look over this, so it can't be affordable housing across the country. It has to be what we can afford here, what we're looking at. So when you're talking about affordable housing here, my guess is, and you can correct me, you're talking about people that work in Carroll County, make an average wage in Carroll County, should be able to afford a house in Carroll County, should have to move somewhere else.
Yeah, absolutely. It's the foundation of every community is that people live, work, and play there. And when we create a new job in the community, we also have to realize that that becomes a family's income. And if that family, if the head of that family makes $15 an hour working at Penguin Random House, it's been there for 10 years and is trying to support his family, there are not housing options available to that person. And that's the biggest challenge. And I think you and I were talking about before, Commissioner Frazier, I hope it's okay. And I loved your terminology around step housing. Hey, we need to have steps for each income level, for each person's upward mobility, or even as folks age, if they want to downsize, we need to have that inventory available. We have an aging population. We're going to need to make sure we have enough senior housing in our community that's accessible and affordable to the large generation that's about to enter the later years of their lives in our community.
I think the step housing is very, very important. Myself, when I moved into Carroll County and moved into where the Greens of Westminster are, and probably not everyone's familiar with that, but it's a townhouse community where I moved in. And I was there for, I can't remember, say 6-7 years, whatever it was. And then I stepped up to a single family home. I might be done stepping, but at least I went from one to the other. And if it wasn't for the townhouse community where it was and the price of the houses there, I probably could not have moved into Carroll County, or at least I would have had to put it off for another 10 years or whatever it was. So the step housing to me is very, very important because you get younger people in when you do that. I mentioned this many times, and I'm going to mention it again. My daughter just bought a house in Littlestown, and the reason she did is because she looked around Carroll County, and she couldn't find what she wanted. Now, she could find housing, don't get me wrong, but she couldn't find housing that she would like to have for the price she could afford. But up in Littlestown, she could.
And I'll share a similar story. My sister, when she got her job at Sandy Mount Elementary School in Carroll County, working for Carroll County Public Schools, her first home that she bought was in Littlestown as well. So this is not an uncommon story. And there's around 40 Pennsylvania vehicles in our county office building parking lot today.
My vision, if you could call it that, would be when people are working in a workforce here, that there would be enough inventory of houses of what they can afford, they could have a good selection to pick. You're not limited to a small number. And I actually don't know what the number is. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's one thing we might have to, would probably have to do. What is the number of, say, houses around 150,000? What's the number of houses around 200, 250,000? What are the numbers out there for Carroll County? Because I think that's very important to have that information so we can kind of market a little bit better.
Yeah, and I think this brings us to a bigger conversation that you and I were having, and you kind of challenged me and said, well, what's the ask, Brian? What do you want? You know, and I'm envisioning a county housing board or council where we bring the stakeholders together, where we have county housing department, the citizen services, where we have planning and zoning, where we have economic development, where we have the Carroll County realtors, where we have the nonprofit community, where we have local developers, local builders, both on the for-profit and nonprofit side, and we bring all the brightest minds together that are impacted by housing and that have a stake in the future of housing in our community, and let's study it, and then let's plan together so that we can really have a conversation around it and figure out what do we need, what do we have, right. Back to your point, what do we have now, what do we need today, and what will we need tomorrow?
Right, and one thing you brought up in that conversation was, when you look at that, we're not just looking at the entry-level housing. We're looking at all the housing. We might need more million-dollar houses in Carroll County so more CEOs can live here. We don't know. But until we take that inventory and look around, and you know, so it could work for both ends of the spectrum. It's not just about entry-level housing. It's about housing at every level or at every step. So we have enough so when people are looking, whether they're just starting out or they're moving from a different county or something like that, there's some housing in Carroll County that they can look into. And there's not just a few. There's a lot they could, you know, look into.
That they have choices. And,
exactly.
And at their income level, which right. is really dictated by their job.
Yes, exactly.
And we need everybody at low-paying jobs and high-paying jobs. It takes everybody
right.
to build a community.
That is so true. That's so true. Well, we got about a minute left if you want to add anything else.
I don't. I'll just say, hey, I appreciate your work, Commissioner Frazier. I appreciate you bringing housing to the front. You've done it several times in public. I've seen you do it. I've seen you advocate for this. And I know you're connected to your constituents around it. Habitat for Humanity of Carroll County is with you. We support you. And for another conversation, we're going to be opening up a Habitat for Humanity Restore in 2020 right here in Carroll County. And we'll talk more about that another time.
That's great. I'd love to see Restore open up here because like I've mentioned to you before, I have to travel out of county to go to a Restore. But thank you very much for coming. I appreciate everything Habitat for Humanity does for Carroll County. And, you know, it's a good way to get the conversation started. We didn't solve any problems here in this 10 minutes, but we got the word out, and that was the main purpose of this. So this is Commissioner Dennis Frazier signing off. Until next time.